We return now to the Dr. Carolyn Dean live radio show, along with her host, cohort, and good buddy, Ginny Sanders. Phone lines are open during live broadcast.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Hour two, live with Dr. Carolyn Dean here on Dream Vision 7 Radio Network. So glad you're back with us. We've got a couple questions left over from the last hour, Carolyn, and then some phone callers here on the line that would love to speak to you. Let's answer the ones from, first of all, Charisse typed in and said, what about frozen shoulder? I'm due to have a second shoulder surgery for this condition. I had the first one prior to finding your products and the second one developed before I was saturated.
Right. That's interesting about the frozen shoulder, because that was the one of the first testimonials that we got, Ginny. It was from the wife of a man who had worked with a type of silver. And when he found out about our Pico Silver, he said, oh my gosh, you know, this sounds like what we wanted to create. And so his wife took our Pico Silver, and she claimed that I think she had both shoulders frozen, but she claimed that the Pico Silver released her frozen shoulder. And we've had those reports ever since. And that's where I developed the theory, as I spoke earlier, of, well, in Chinese medicine, we learned that subclinical infections can make their way to the joints to protect the internal organs. You know, the body's always working on our behalf. So what we tell people with frozen shoulders is to saturate with Pico Silver, not just REMAG. And the saturation dose, I mean, I would think it would probably be about 3 teaspoons a day. I would be spraying Pico Silver and Pico Silver and REMAG. I have a bottle, half and half Pico Silver and REMAG for various things, including deodorant, but now I'm using Flora Refresh as a deodorant. So saturate with Pico Silver, spray with Pico Silver, keep your REMAG at 2 and 3 teaspoons. And also look at taking the Whole C Reset capsules for collagen production, omega-3 fatty acids with A and E. A and E are both good for the joints, actually. We didn't even say that. Vitamin D or D3K2 reset. So you can, if it's possible for you to take all of them, they can all be helpful. And, you know, in terms of the next question that Ginny mentioned before the top of the hour, bone on bone knee, I don't know that we can change bone on bone knee. I think if there's cartilage there, it can regrow. This is partly with the Pico Silver again. You can think of this for the frozen shoulder and for the knee question. Pico Silver will stimulate production of young stem cells in the bone marrow. And then depending on what the body decides is a priority, those newly minted stem cells will go to an area of choice. And if the priority is bone on bone knee, then they'll go there. We've had people with thyroid removal saying that all of a sudden they're being told that they have thyroid tissue. So we know the body can rejuvenate even without Pico Silver, but the Pico Silver, I think, is the bomb. Right, Ginny?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Pico Silver is the bomb.
Right. Yeah. And you did mention cold and flu season at the top of the hour there. There is, you know, I've always had a concern about the flu shots because they don't work. And this is not me, you know, spouting off the top of my head. This is the Cochrane Institute. Let me look it up. Cochrane. They did a meta-analysis on flu vaccines. We do this often. I'll put the URL in an email to Ginny, and she can put it on the chat so that you can see for yourselves that the flu shot, according to this meta-analysis of 52 clinical trials of over 80,000 adults. Now the trials, I mean, what was done, they haven't studied this properly even yet. They've been using flu shots for decades. They don't know really what they're doing. So they think, well, you know, we don't know if these studies were properly designed. Yeah, about 15% of the studies were well designed and conducted. So they do studies that are half-assed and then tell you, you know, well, we don't know if this works or not. But what they concluded was only 2% effectiveness of flu shots. So what people get when they do a flu shot is a placebo. And I've heard people say that, oh, I got my flu shot, so I feel protected. I've heard that with the other shot that's not even a vaccine. Oh, yeah, now I feel protected. Well, you know, placebo. So I personally have never gotten a flu shot, never will. Back to you, Ginny.
Back to you, Ginny. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Susie asked this is one of my most favorite questions in the whole wide world. I got an ad the other day about magnesium that has 7 types of magnesium, different magnesiums. Yay! For the brain. Yay! And the heart and organs. How does Remag stand up to this? She says in her doe-eyed innocence. That's so sweet, Susie. You've walked into my trap.
Yes.
But I love this question because it's so silly. Okay, Carolyn, you go ahead.
Right. Yeah, they know magnesium is awesome. So it's now up to their marketing teams to write the, you know, the 20-page ad that tells you all about this and that and the other thing. And it is, you know, it's pretty much BS. Deborah is going to be after me today because I'm swearing throughout. But anyway. It's all marketing. None of these magnesiums are picometer size stabilized ions of magnesium that are fully absorbed into the body and don't create a laxative effect. None of them. You're buying words. You are paying for a bunch of words that aren't absorbed and don't treat you. So yeah. There.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the other thing is, my thing's working. The other thing is that if you want to study magnesium, let's say you want to see how magnesium helps you sleep, then what they do, the way they write these magnesium research things is if a magnesium, say glycinate, is used in the study, and it proves that magnesium helps you sleep, then all of a sudden it's magnesium glycinate helps you sleep. And if magnesium threonate is used for something with the brain, then all of a sudden magnesium threonate crosses the blood-brain barrier and blah, blah, blah. It's tied also to the way it's used in research. But honestly, magnesium is magnesium, just like Carolyn said. So that's how it gets typified, and that's through this research model. But the bottom line is it's the same. The picometer magnesium is going all over the body. The body's going to gobble it up like crazy, and nothing can beat REMAG. Nothing can beat it. Mm-hmm. Nothing.
Just to continue that theme, what a magnesium compound has to do in order to be absorbed, because a compound can't be absorbed, you know, a magnesium chloride or glycinate or citrate or an oxide. It has to disassociate into a magnesium ion and and kick out the other half of the compound. But magnesium is so reactive, it will immediately glom onto something else or just go back to where it was. And it's only in that split second, that it's an ion and able to get into the cell. What our chemist did with REMAG is stabilize that ion so it remains an ion throughout the years. We proved this with our Dr. Taylor Wallace study that is at the top of our Dr. Carolyn Dean live, drcaroldeanlive.com page, where we proved with Taylor where he took REMAG, and I've got the words here, using a molecular size analyzer called the Zetazizer Nano, we confirmed that the majority of the particle size of REMAG is in the picometer range. It's an ion. It's just sitting there, not a compound. The test was repeated three times. They repeated the test three times because they didn't believe it the first two times, even though we told them, even though they had already done research, the human research, and found that their ionized magnesium blood test showed that the REMAG was absorbed within the first couple of hours, which they had never seen before. So they repeated the test three times. This is a research-grade dynamic light scattering system for submicron particle and molecular size and molecular weight measurement. So this is this is the top of the line, university grade, probably $1 million analyzer, where they proved that a bottle of REMAG sitting on their shelf for months and months, and probably, you know, already 6 months old when they got it, was still a stable ion. I mean, it's incredible. And it's the only 60,000 parts per million concentrated form of magnesium that's a stabilized ion. So there.
That's exactly right. Yep. That is so that is the most favorite question Carolyn and I love to answer, because it is, it's just so perfect. It's the best thing ever. And we just love REMAG so much, and we want everybody to know that. So thank you so much for asking that, Susie. It was perfect. How much silver to stimulate stem cells, Carolyn? How much silver should you take?
Well, I'd say the 3 teaspoons is probably a good saturation amount. Mm-hmm. I took 6 teaspoons the first time I used it, actually, when I had a little airplane cold starting, and it knocked it out overnight. So I know 6 is for acute. And so I think if on a daily basis, if you're working on, building an organ or some sort of chronic problem, you know, the arthritis, the frozen shoulder, I go for 3 teaspoons. On a daily preventive basis, I'd go between 1 and 2 teaspoons. I'm taking 2 teaspoons now because we're in the winter here, Ginny. It's dropped a degree. It's dropped a degree, so we're feeling it. It was so exciting, actually. 2 weekends ago, there was rain up country, up at the farmer's market Saturday morning. I was so excited because it was raining and windy. I got to wear my little ankle rubber boots, and I had a hoodie on. We were very excited. Not so much everybody else, but I was happy.
Yeah. The other thing about Pico Silver, I want to say, Carolyn, is it's just so amazing. Silver is the best conductor of electricity in the body. So you have to remember, you guys, you know, you want electrical conductivity in your cells. Your cells already make the light. That's why you're called a light being. You are the way, the truth, and the light. So you want to have that silver conductivity in there to use with your omegas. That the lipid layer, that is part of what creates that conductivity. There's mm-hmm. also amino acids that create the energy, the cell charge in your cells. There's a lot going on, and picosilver is definitely going to help that conductivity. That's why sometimes if you take it, I mean, you can just get a little bit of a zing of like a little bit of a buzz of fun energy because it's like, woohoo. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of good stuff it's doing for sure. For sure.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What else are we going to talk about? Oh, we're going to take phone calls. So again, we know the number here, 646-558-8657. And then we've got the 883-695-3587, which is the access number. And we've got calls waiting. And if you want to call in and talk to Dr. Dean tonight, we suggest you do that. And when you get here, you've got to hit *9, like area code 719 did. So we're going to call on area code 719. If you could hit *6 or the blue button, area code 719, and come on into the call. And I know you're here. And they're fumbling around for their phone. And to find the blue button. Hello, 719. Okay, we'll circle back around and come back to you, but you're on deck next. Yep, okay. Carolyn, we'll keep going and we'll come back to 719.
Okay. So what I've got next is a rant. I don't know if you're ready for this one.
Uh-oh.
Well, it's part of the attack on dietary supplements. And what this is, it's called, please keep your amateur dietitian advice to yourself. Mm. So it's a cancer doctor who's got a diatribe against people telling her cancer patients to change their diet or take supplements. And I've got some of her words here. Let's just see if I can stand to say them. She's saying, we understand that most of the time cancers start as a roll of the dice. So that's their attitude about cancer, actually, right there. You know, we don't know what causes it. We don't care what causes it. It's just a roll of the dice. It's a copy-making error that slips through the body's defenses. And then, yes, there are obvious chemicals out there in pollution and tobacco smoke that promote these mistakes, but the mistakes happen plenty without such prompts. People got tumors long before modern chemicals entered the environment. And medicine rationalizes the rate of cancers rising because we are living longer. Actually, that last statement, medicine rationalizes the rate of cancers rising because we're living longer. It's almost like, well, cancer's been around forever. You know yourself. I mean, cancer, it's like one in two people in their lifetime now. We didn't learn much about cancer in med school because it wasn't that common. So it's somehow, anyway, it's such a reality gap with these doctors that it's a roll of the dice and it's always been around. It's cancers happening and more often because we're living longer. Everybody's going to get cancer before they die. So thinking that cancer could happen to anyone has caused the most astonishing group confabulation of cancer causes that when you step back and look at them, don't hold up to even the flimsiest of examinations. So then she puts down people who say it's sugar, it's artificial sweeteners, it's cell phones, it's power lines, it's deodorant, it's hair dyes. Well, you know, I'm saying now there's truth to all of those things, but she's acting like people are stupid who believe that it's caused by something. This doctor continues, the folks prone to buying into magic spells to ward off cancer are never content to keep their ideas to themselves. People desperate to live will believe a lot. So what happens? They tell my patients who need every last calorie they can scrape into their bodies that they will only survive if they flush their alimentary canal like they're preparing for a colonoscopy, or live solely on kale pulverized in a blender, or in one memorable instance, try to survive on magic brownies. That would probably be cannabis oil brownies. How many times has someone sat in my clinic almost yelling at me that they did everything right, ate all the right foods, exercised while other people were watching TV? Cancer is impossible, they say. But unfortunately, somebody forgot to explain that to the cancer. Then we have the entire massive industry of creeps who make money off these fears by hawking nonsense advice and silly products laser guided to hit these poor folks right in their mixed up belief system. Ginny, I mean, how much more condescending and generalizing claptrap have you ever read?
Yeah.
It's amazing. They just put everybody in this bucket. So it gets worse. She says, the American tradition of snake oil sales is alive and well. I have a lot of good company in my disgust with this situation. In one office, there's a punching bag sporting a picture of Dr. Oz. And anytime a patient tells us they're doing a juice cleanser or a detox or a fad diet, we come in here and punch Dr. Oz. Isn't that ridiculous? She continues, how do you regain control of a situation in which diet advice given to your patient is harming their chances of being cured? And that's how she ends it. And then she says, please join the discussion. And then the discussion, it's kind of 50-50, actually. You know, the first guy, a doctor, says, was Dr. Oz's medical license taken away yet? Another doctor, he tries to tell people that doctors should be educated in nutritional principles, and we're not. And it's sort of back and forth, where some people say, look, we don't have any solution. We don't have any knowledge of nutrition, but we can't just put it down. So it was, you know, on and on, back and forth like that. It's like a 50-50. Yeah, I do think as physicians, we need to be better educated in nutrition. And they're just not. And because they're not, they like to tell people that it's faddish and doesn't, you know, have any credibility at all, which turns their patients off. Because look at our patients, customers, our clients who know they feel better on our formulas. They go to a doctor like this who just dismisses them. It's like, you know, it's so patronizing. It's incredible. So I just wanted to kind of go through that because, one of the things she said was this cancer doctor was, you know, people talking about sugar being bad for you, and she poo-pooed that. But then one doctor said about the sugar thing, she said, you send people for PET scans and explain that the radioactive glucose is preferentially taken up by the cancer, which feeds upon it. So, you know, this puts to shame her putting down the fact that sugar might not be good for cancer patients. And commenter continues, why would dietary modification not have a role in the secondary prevention or maintenance of remission of cancer, in shunning the many publications regarding diet, lifestyle, and cancer? Are we saying that only drugs matter? So that was a very, you know, politically correct way of kind of making a comment about how biased this doctor was. But our customers are up against, Ginny. That's why I bring this up, is they go to doctors who have this attitude and just won't listen when they say, look, I feel better you know, but this Remag helped my AFib. Oh, no, it didn't. It can't possibly work, you know, bullshit. And then, sorry, Deborah, I swore again. This is a swearing day.
Deborah, Carolyn, you're all wound up. That's fun.
Yeah, it's exciting. So, yes. And then what happens is that patient won't come back. And the doctor will say, well, I never hear anything negative about this or that. Or I never hear people tell me that natural things help. I never hear this or that. It's because, you know, you blow it. These doctors blow it when they attack something that their patient knows is working for them. And I've had a rant about doctors, how they have totally sold out. They're in their HMOs, they're being paid a salary, they have their 5 to 7 minute appointment times, and they're paying off their $1 million loans that they took out for a 7 or 8 year medical education, for which now they just prescribe drugs.
So yes, and they do have the additional and unfortunate pressure of hawking a vaccine for a pharmaceutical company that's making billions of dollars based on, you know, whatever state you're in. I mean, even our most precious doctor, which will remain nameless, who's a family doctor, and, you know, sometimes you have to go see a family doctor, whatever, is just mortified that he's being required on a regular basis in a patient intake or a consult to talk to them about the vaccine. And he literally has to say, well, you know, they want me to talk to you about the vaccine. And what they want me to tell you is your chances of recovery are so much better if you take it than if you don't. You may not recover from COVID if you don't use a vaccine, which is, you know. And so here's this precious man, and he has to say these words because why? He's an employee now of a big system. And so they're just like everybody else. It's really, they don't even get to practice medicine anymore, really.
No, that's over. Everything is over.
Yeah, it's really, really sad. So, you know, this is the thing, and we want to just encourage everybody, and we know what it's like out there and all the sea. Just like Diana started out the show, you know, somebody's telling me I need a multivitamin. You know, that's where it starts. You know, it's like, I don't know. You know, or my good friend and they take one and they say it makes them feel better. So maybe I should take one. And do you take one? And that's where it starts. And it creates a seed of doubt. And then the next thing you know, they're on Dr. Google trying to figure out what the answer is and this and that. And in the meantime, one of the things that is great about our products is they don't create digestive distress. Because they are fully absorbed. But I'm sure everybody's heard the story about those multivitamins floating to the top of the septic tank. I mean, they cannot be broken down by the body. They're the size of a small football. And they are bound up with fillers and everything. And if you look at the ratios that they're made in, just look at the panel, the nutrition panel, and try to figure out what cell configuration they're actually formulating for, because they're not formulating for a cellular performance of a cell where they're, you know, you're looking really at what the cell requires in order to be properly charged, have a good healthy mitochondria, work through the cell mitosis in order to create RNA and DNA in order to replicate your cells more perfectly and to keep your tissues, your organs, and your biological systems intact. That's how Carolyn formulates things. And so, you know, you look at these other things and it's just like, oh my gosh, what is even that stuff? And then the body just is totally freaked out just trying to even digest one of them.
Right. Yeah. When I heard years ago that one of the major vitamins was coated with shellac so that it would survive the first part of the digestive system. Mm. What's shellac? It's a resin secreted by the female lac bug on trees in the forests of India and Thailand. It's processed and sold as dry flakes dissolved in alcohol to make a liquid shellac, which is used as a brush-on colorant, food glaze, and wood finish. Shellac is used as a pharmaceutical glaze, as a coating material for tablets and capsules, particularly in time-released or delayed-action pills, since it stops the pill from breaking down in the stomach. Shellac.
Oh my gosh. It's literally shellac. It's a female lac bug. Oh. It's literally shellac. It's hilarious. I never knew that. That's like great trivia. And then that's horrifying.
Yeah, horrifying trivia.
Oh my gosh.
I know they'll put anything in these things and won't tell you.
Yeah, that's because they're predominantly concerned with all the things we just talked about, making them in another country, shipping them in a container, letting them sit in a boat, then getting them to the major, you know what I saw that just freaked me out the other day? I mean, maybe you've seen this before, Carolyn. I don't know, but just imagine all those big things of stuff at Costco. You know, like they've got one huge pallet full of turmeric, for example. How could and then multiply that by how many Costcos there are, and then just think about how could that be good?
Oh, well, I mean, that's why we're small. We're small and happy. We're small and happy. But look at this. I've been fighting with the angels to get the food freeze dryers over here. I got it out of the container pier, did that pretty quickly. I phoned up last week and because I had not been notified that if it had arrived at the shipper in Seattle. And so I called on Thursday morning. They said, well, we ship Thursday, so it'll have to wait till next Thursday. So I get an email just a minute ago. Looks like your freight made the sailing last Saturday. Whoop, whoop. So it's on its way.
Very good.
Yeah. So we'll be able to freeze dry our turmeric and every other food. It saves a lot on a farm. I mean, Ryan composts things that we haven't sold, and you know, we don't sell anything that's over a couple days old. But now we can freeze dry things instead of composting, and create products that with freeze drying they last for 25 years.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
But isn't that funny? Whoop, whoop.
Whoop, whoop. Very good.
Yeah. He was surprised himself. So, and I haven't even paid for the shipping. I guess I'll do that as soon as I get off the show.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go to area code 79 and see if we can get our good friend back on the phone. Hello, 719. *6, your phone, so you can come speak to us. Here. Hello, love.
Hello. I'm sorry I missed you before. I couldn't hear you because the recording was talking over you.
Ah, okay.
So anyway, what's your first name?
Pamela.
Oh, good. Okay, Pamela, go ahead.
So my question today is about the symptoms that if I'm experiencing the symptoms that I get with the AFib, such as palpitations and lightheadedness and breathlessness and heavy chest and lower energy. If I'm experiencing any of those things, should I exercise or not?
I would not. Because I don't, you know, you're asking me, I don't know you. I don't know. When I used to have my heart palpitations, I thought that moving around too much might increase them. But what do you feel? Do you feel better or worse if you're moving around with your AFib symptoms?
Well, some of them get worse, definitely.
Yeah.
And I certainly don't feel like exercising, but lately I've been thinking I'm just not getting enough exercise. And then I get up in the morning and I'm planning on doing it, and then I don't feel like doing it.
Right.
So I thought I'd just ask.
Yeah. No, you have to go with what you feel like, but not beat yourself up because you're not getting exercise. I mean, it's almost like your extra heart rate is exercising your heart. Think of it that way. Oh, my heart's exercising. Oh, gosh, that's a terrible thing to have to think of. But I know you're trying really hard with all your minerals and everything. What do you think's going on?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I've been asking my angels to help me with this because I can't. Why I'm not getting rid of this, I just keep working on it. And I find something that'll help one day, and the next day it doesn't help. So I don't know.
Have we talked about total biology yet?
I've heard you talk about it, but not necessarily to me and about anything in particular.
Right. Yeah, at a certain point, if people are trying everything and determined to get to the bottom of what's going on, you know, I talk about total biology, the conflict basis of disease, where, you know, our brain sort of has a conflict and we put the answer into our bodies. It's like, you know, with the heart speeding up, are we trying to speed up trying to figure something out or trying to do something by the heart speeding up? Let's see if I can find some words about palpitations in my notes. Heart murmurs, no. Palpitations, shortness of breath. Yeah, because tachycardia. I mean, all these things can happen in a, you know, a conflict, but I'm not seeing anything specific. What would you feel about talking to someone who does total biology to try to help you figure out what the conflict might be?
Oh, I would love that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to find somebody like that.
Yeah, we have somebody. A lot of us have. I know this doctor, medical doctor, personally. He's a wonderful person who has devoted himself to telephone consultations to help people figure out the conflict basis of disease. And Ginny, can you give Pam? I mean, he works with all different conditions, but did you, Ginny, ever talk to Dr. Holt about your heart stuff?
Oh, yes, gosh, yeah, I did. And Melody Rose has, and several people on our staff have worked with him. Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
Does he say anything in general about the heart, or is he just too specific?
Everybody is different, because he really does, I think, kind of drill down into what specifically, you know, when did it start? What was the circumstance? I mean, I don't know how he does it, but I know that everybody is different. He's really going to get down to the root of what's going on with you.
Mm-hmm.
What is his name?
Dr. David Holt, H-O-L-T. And his website is turnpointhealth.com. And what he does with a preliminary consultation is just sees if you and he think that you can work together. And he doesn't charge for that. And then if you want to book sessions, you can book a session or a series of sessions. to sort of dig out the roots of the problem. Because if someone has a conflict and their body thinks, well, maybe speeding up the heart will help this conflict, let's just do it, and the conflict isn't resolved, then the symptoms keep going.
Uh-huh.
And it's the doctor who kind of discovered this, he called it German New Medicine, and then a French doctor, he developed his own aspects and called it total biology. But the German New Medicine doctor, he came upon this theory of the conflict when his son was fatally shot by a prince in Europe. And he couldn't get the prince, you know, there was no consequences on the shooter. He sat at his son's bedside for 3 months and watched him die. And then 3 months after his son died, he developed testicular cancer and his wife developed ovarian cancer. And what that, he's a psychiatrist and an oncologist. So he went back to all his cancer files and found that before the cancer diagnosis, all his patients had a conflict that they felt they couldn't resolve. And then that conflict went into their bodies. Now, we're not talking about cancer with you at all, but it's an irresolvable conflict that will put symptoms that don't seem to, you know, resolve into the body. You're doing everything to resolve your symptoms. But what we don't know is the conflict that may be stimulating those symptoms.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Okay. So then you have the information. Get on his website. Yeah, and book a preliminary consult.
Okay. I can schedule that on the website?
Correct.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. I really appreciate that because I keep thinking, who in the world can I ask?
Well, and it's wonderful. You have a very positive response to me telling you about this, so that bodes well. Because, you want to find out and you'll do anything to find out. So,
Okay. I will do it. Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome. Anything else, Pamela?
Nope, that's it for today.
Okay, keep us posted. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
Great. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, outstanding. Let's go to our chat line. Couple of comments. Belinda said, I am very grateful to have been raised by a mother who used high quality snake oil to treat me numerous times.
I would have patients, Belinda, who would come in and ask for a placebo. So yeah, people know. Wow.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then Jill says, if you have time, would you discuss how RNA reset drops work in the body and why it was originally developed?
Love to. Okay. What the drops started as is, and Bob might have to come in and remind me of dates and places and times. Bob and I, when we were young and ran away from home, we went to California eventually and met a man who was making the D-cell. And it was a simple water purifier that he made from growing grains in a bowl of water. So they would just sort of germinate in this bowl of water. After a few days, he'd put some of that water under a microscope, and I would look at the microscope and see little lights shining in these cells. So they were called the D-cell. And before he died, he gave me the formula. And over the decades, I've tried to grow these cells. Never happened. And then 10, 12 years ago, we had a friend who started talking non-physical information and told me how to make the D-cell. So, but he said it had to be in the form of a 400-pound block to purify water rather than a little cement block in an ice cube tray, which is how Joe Dunn Sloan used to make the D-cell purifiers. Anyway, you know, we've got this story in some of my writings, but then what happened is I couldn't do the 400-pound eye block here in Maui. So someone came along and they decided to work on the project. And within the first few months of making this formula, just using barley seeds for Pete's sakes. And within a few months, all the people who were working on the project all felt healthier and clearer mind, and things in the environment were cleaner. Bob likes to mention how the toilets didn't need to be cleaned anymore, but I think that's a disgusting example of what they do. And so over, you know, a couple of years in, we were making the RNA drops. They're now called the RNA reset drops. People were taking them and feeling incredible benefits. And as I said earlier, we don't promote them enough because they're not scientific. However, a few years ago, Houston, one of the young men who works in the warehouse, he came over to Maui and worked with the farmer, Brian, over here. And we did the radish experiment where we had two plots, one where we just used the dried straw from the barley, the leftover straw after we squeezed out the RNA drops. We used the straw as a fertilizer. And after 21 days of growing these radishes in the straw plot and the other plot, we didn't do anything to the plot that we did not do anything to, the control plot, produced, I think, was 3 pounds of decent looking radishes. The plot with the straw, which we call Mighty Mash, produced 85 pounds of beautiful bright red radishes. So we knew we had something. And what we had was kind of a pro-life substance that, you know, made the soil so healthy that it made the plants that were growing in it healthy as well, and detracted predators. So the control plot with nothing added, it did not deter the worms and the bugs and the weeds that just decimated the population of radishes. So that's my story, and I'll stick with it. Actually, I've said most of those words in one of our booklets that talks about all the products. It's called the Complete Guide to the Completement Formulas. And that's a good little download for you to, you know, understand all the formulas we have and to send to friends and family. Ginny, what do you have to add to the RNA drop story?
What I'd like to add is we think we might have found our true audience for the drops, because we are doing our men's health program in 2 weeks. And you guys definitely mark your calendars for the men's health radio show. We're going to have a panel discussion with the guys who've contributed to the book that Dr. Dean is writing. And most of the men who've experienced extraordinary success with their formulas and following Dr. Dean's protocols started with the drops. They were attracted to the drops, probably because a sense of power and well-being. And One of the guys called the drops a superfood, which I can totally go with that. And the other one, you know, they all had a sense of incredible power and well-being as they started using the drops. And that actually inspired them to use the other products. So I think it may be a great product for men. It's just something that they were all attracted to. I'm not saying that they're not great for women, because I know a lot of women who use them, and especially also the Renew Serum, which is the face cream. And I was with a group of women this weekend on a girls' weekend, and looking at the picture of the women, you would never think that they were well into their 60s. And I know they have all used the Renew Serum for, what, 8-10 years on their face consistently. So I think the RNA drops, Reset drops, the Renew Serum, the enhancement of the barley powder that we put in the other formulas, the D3K2, the whole C powder, they're all, we say they're somewhat homeopathic in the sense that they do have a certain frequency that they resonate with. They do have a tendency to create a, you know, a unique field, I guess, of health and healing around people. And they certainly, one thing for sure, is they absolutely sustain youthfulness. They are a contributing factor to longevity and youthfulness. You can just tell by the way people look who use them. And especially, so they're the long game. You know, they may not be a quote unquote therapeutic product right out of the gate. Oh, take this for your toe. But if you're playing a long game and you really want to sustain health, vitality, well-being, you want to enjoy the freedom of movement. You want to enjoy that youthful. You should have seen these women carrying on this weekend. They were pretty youthful. I was even shocked with my own behavior. So, you know, it's
my own behavior. Yeah, we'll talk about Realign later.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, I think they're very fun in that way. Yeah, but it's definitely the long game.
Yeah, and you know, maybe what we will do is RNA Reset Drops testimonial every week. We'll start gathering stories, because you know, that's the only way that people can learn about them. Right, Bob?
Well, you've been on the drops. No, you've been on the D-cell for 50 years. And you're the poster child for it. Look at the way you look.
Look at the way I look. There's Bob's testimony about his what do you call me? Your bride.
My bride.
My bride of how many years?
51 years.
51 years. Bob and I have known each other, been together 55 years, lived together 53, married 51 years.
Very cool.
Yep.
Very cool.
Oh, here it comes. What?
But I don't look very aged either.
No, you look pretty hot, especially when you let me cut your hair. Okay. Anything else? Oh my gosh, we've only got a couple minutes.
Yep, that's a wrap of the show. Everybody, please mark your calendars for our men's health. You guys are going to love this whole program. It's going to be really, really great.
Yeah, because I mean, Ginny had to really encourage me to write this men's health book, because they said, I'm not a man. I don't know what men want. You know, they kind of rely on their partners to take care of them. Who am I writing this book for? And then Ginny and her team had the bright idea, well, we'll get their stories and see what they say. And, you know, it's pretty special. It's very special. I know it's going to be well received.
Yeah, it's very exciting. So, we will be back next week, 2 weeks, mark your calendar. We've got lots of great stuff going on. And then we'll be going into the rest of this year, cold and flu season. And we're going to be helping each other, protecting each other, and keeping our Flora Refresh going, and our Pico Zinc and our Pico Silver, and staying out of harm's way.
Yeah, exactly. Rachel is still listening. Yay.
Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Dr. Carolyn Dean Live Radio Show. For questions about today's broadcast, email Dr. Dean at questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com. That's questions@drcarolyndeanlive.com.
This is Dream Vision 7 Radio Network, uniting mankind with universal love. Our shows are created from the heart, bringing each listener to a place of divine enlightenment. Breathe, relax, and enjoy. Let life flow.